Hi, this is Evangelist Riek Vermaak, and I welcome you to our ministry podcast. Join us as we go into the world to proclaim liberty to the captives. Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful for us to be here today. We are known as the Basrak team. Now, Basrak is an Afrikaans word that we use to say when we overcome something that we were the slave of. You overcome that thing. We call it in Afrikaans, jy het hom baas geraak. You have become the boss of the thing that you were the slave of. Let's say for years, like in my case, you were the slave of alcohol. You couldn't rule over alcohol. Alcohol was ruling your life. Alcohol was ruling your life. It was an evil spirit that had control over your life, and it made you do things that you wouldn't have done if you were in your sound mind. Amen. When you got an anger problem and you're full of alcohol, it became worse. And that a lot of you maybe here this morning came to this place because of anger. But the anger became worse and more evil because of the alcohol that was part of your life, the alcohol abuse. Okay, so we as a team are here to come and testify to tell you we are witnesses of the truth. We don't represent any denomination. We don't represent any organization. That's why we are the Basrak team. We are many ministries part of this team. We've got people all over the world praying now. This will be a first time that we will actually live broadcast a service from inside a prison on our radio station on the internet, all over the world. But we are struggling with the signal, so you must pray. Amen. But we're not going to let that keep us back. We're not here for a broadcast. We are here for you. Amen. We are here to tell you that Jesus Christ loves you. That's why we must bring you the truth. Because if you know the truth, then you will be free. Amen. So before we officially going to start and continue now, I'm going to ask Pastor Peter, my brother here, him and his wife Sonia, they stay here in Middelburg. I met them a few years ago in Elliot, in the Eastern Cape, when we had services there, and we stayed with them when they were in Queenstown. Ma'am Sonia is an ex-official, DCS official. She was here at this correctional center for 19 years. And they came back to Middelburg. The Lord brought them back here. And so I just want to introduce you, and I'm going to ask him to open for us in prayer. And then I will introduce the rest of the team. Amen.
Yeah, thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Freek. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, for this people that are here, Lord Jesus. We come here, Lord, just to open their minds and to come set them free in the captives that they are in, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come and we pray that the Holy Spirit will come into each everyone's heart today, that they open their minds, they open their hearts today. Yes, Lord Jesus, we only can honor you. We pray for Freek that's going to bring the word to you, that the Lord will bless him today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You can sit. Now, that brother there with the small beard and the long hair, I met him a few months ago. His name is Okie Fourie, Evangelist Okie Fourie. He's from Durban. Ons kom van ver af. Hey, hoor mooi. Ons kom van ver af om die Here saam jou te dien vanmôre. He's from Durban. He's busy with a mission trip throughout the Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, with Peter and Sonia. And by God's grace, we met each other today, this morning here. And they phoned me because me and him, when people heard his testimony on YouTube, they saw his testimony. A lot of people sent me his testimony and say, you and this guy must come together. I don't know if you know this guy, but you must meet this guy. And I thought, no, I don't know this guy. Who's this guy? And when I invited him to George, because me and Chad, we are from George. So let me introduce the team first. That's Okie Fourie. And his ministry is called Healing Prayer. They are called Kruispad. We are the Well School of Ministries, but like I said, we're not interested in organizations. This is Chad Bootis. Me and Chad are from George. Then we've got Philip Scholes. He's from the Cape Town. John Beekers, he's from Cape Town. Brian Hendricks, he's from Cape Town. And there at the back, Leslie October from Cape Town. And then we've got two other brothers. One is Kingston. He's coming tonight, God willing, with the bus from Cape Town. He will meet us in Colesberg tomorrow morning. And then we're going to meet another brother of mine. I think in the past he was here with me, David Manyatso. He's in Bloemfontein, Davie. And so we're on a mission trip. We started yesterday. We left George. We're on for 3 weeks on the road. And we're going to minister in a lot of prisons all over the country in the Free State, starting here today. Now that Bible in your hand was sent to us, was given to us, specially designed by that. You could see in the back, there's a short message at the back from me and my family and our ministry team. These Bibles we receive from the Netherlands. They gave me almost 10,000 Bibles. They sponsored me. It's over almost 250,000 rand. They sponsored me these Bibles. They contacted me yesterday. They say, do you need more Bibles? I say, wait. We prison ministry, you must be patient in prison ministry. But this Bible was specially designed for you. This is now your Bible. But like I said now, don't smoke that Bible. Don't smoke that Bible. Take that Bible and eat it in the spirit. Feed yourself with that word of God. Build your life on that word of God. Amen. Amen. I want to ask you to open that book. In 1 Timothy. You'll get it there somewhere there in the New Testament. 1 Timothy. Flip, can you give me English? 1 Timothy 1. Verse 12. 1 Timothy 1. Thank you, brother. 1 Timothy 1, it's page 354. It's groot geskryf. Kom ver van die een, diep. Page 354, 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, because he trusted me and gave me this work of serving him. He gives me strength. In the past, I insulted Christ. As a proud and violent man, I persecuted his people. But God gave me mercy. Hey, brothers, mercy, mercy. There's a song that says, mercy rewrote my life. Mercy. God gave me mercy because I did not know what I was doing. I did that before I became a believer. Now you must remember, this is the Apostle Paul writing this. Now he's writing this to his spiritual son, Timothy. Verse 14, but our Lord gave me a full measure of his grace. Now we've got mercy and we've got grace. And with that grace came the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a true statement that should be accepted without question. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Not believers, not saints. He came into the world to save sinners. And I am the worst of them. This is the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy saying, I have been the worst sinner there is. An apostle, a holy man of God, saying, hey, I was the worst of all sinners. But Jesus came for me. Hallelujah. But I was given mercy so that in me, Christ Jesus could show that he has patience without limit. Wow. Hey, this is a good translation. Christ showed this patience with me, the worst of all sinners. He wanted me to be an example for those who would believe in him and have eternal life. Honor and glory to the King who rules forever. He cannot be destroyed. He cannot be seen. Our honor and glory forever and ever to the only God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy saying, listen, brother, it doesn't matter how you start. What matters is how you're going to end. And God saves sinners so that other sinners can be saved. God saved the worst of all sinners to be an example to other sinners, to say to them, what God did for me, He can do for you. If God can save me, He can save you. I've been a policeman many years ago, and that's where I met Oki the first time, in Johannesburg. Those days, it was not a police service, it was a police force. We took everything by force. And I was the type of policeman, if I come into a place, and you tell me, you only brave behind your gun, you only brave behind your badge, I will put my gun and my badge down, and I'll say, come, let's go. Because one of my friends in school, he was used to say, if Freya connects you with this one, you're dead. But when he misses you with this one, you've got flu for 6 months. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So everybody believed. I also believe at a stage in my life that I was born to fight. Yeah. Where I grew up in the West Rand, in the West, in Krugersdorp, it was about survival. Those guys, you can come in, please. Come in. Oh, the heart. That's it. Praise Him. So where I grew up, it was we were very poor. And our conditions was not easy. Life was not easy. Growing up was not easy. And you had to survive, fight to survive. Yeah. And it was all about being the strongest, being the best, being the most, having power. Always lift the most weights, the heaviest weights in the gym. And I was a good rugby player. I was destined to become a Springbok. I didn't become a Springbok because of the choices I've made in life. Bad choices, what happens with bad choices? You sow bad choices, what do you reap? Bad challenges, you must know. Everything in life is about choices. Am I right? Amen. And that brought me to a place in my life where I was a policeman. And when I was in school, especially in primary school, I was the type of guy, I hated it when somebody who was broken, who was hurt, who suffered. I hated it when somebody bullied that person, when somebody hurted other persons. I was the guy, if you bullied that man, I would have bullied you. Because I know what it's like to suffer. But God will never waste your suffering. God will always use your suffering for His glory. Your misery will become your ministry. Amen. Amen. Your mess will become your message. And you will hear now, yes, guys with me, brothers with me, we messed up. I always used to say, ek was a gemors. I was rubbish. And the Holy Spirit said to me one day, God maak nie gemors nie. God doesn't make rubbish. You only ended up in a gemors. By your choices. Amen. But praise God. He comes for that one underneath the rubbish bin. You see me, I was there. Like Paul. I want to say Paul one day. I want to say to Paul, no, you were not a sinner. No. Okay. John, I wanted to speak. We will speak to John, Brian. In eternity, we will speak to the Apostle John and say to him, no, brother, let us tell you what was sin. Yeah. But we will not remember who we was. We will remember who we are now in Christ. Yeah. We are the head and not the tail. We are going up and not down. We are more than conquerors. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Highly favored. Saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. God is in this place. And you must open up and you must listen today. He wants you. I say again, if he was prepared to save me and the guys with me, my brothers, that you will hear now. Nobody is too bad for God. He will take the worst of all and He will save that one and He will blow His Spirit into that one and you will be born again. And when you're born again, you're on fire for Christ. You went full on for the devil. When you're in darkness, you did everything for him. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you're on fire for Christ. You don't want to know anything else. All you want to know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You don't want to. That's why we are witnesses. We are not judges. We are not here to judge you. When you go to the court, there's a judge, there's an accuser, and there's an attorney, and then there's the witnesses. We're only witnesses. We can only tell you what we know, what we saw, what we experience. I'm not the attorney to defend everything. That's why I don't want to argue about anything in the Bible. Let those who think they can argue, let them argue. The judge will judge. I'm not part of the accuser who accused the brethren. That's the devil. I'm a witness. And the brothers with me are witnesses. Because there was a time almost 19 years ago when I was planning to kill my older son's mother. One night I was on my way in Krugersdorp West in Burgerswip. They call it Blikkies. I was on my way. I wanted to stab her with a glass in her face. I hated her. I hated her so much I wanted to drown a fish if she had one. I was mad. The makar, man. Morsach. Morsach. Say morsach.
Morsach.
Ken jy morsach? Ja, ons was morsach, man. Ja, ons was morsach, man. Wat is morsig in Engels? Dink jy as 'n Engelse woord vir morsig? Hy's net mooi. Morsig. Morsig, ja. And I walked into a flat one night and my son sat in his mother's lap and I was there to hurt her. I wanted to stab her with the glass in her face. It must cut her face. Every time she looks in the mirror, she must remember me. Till the day that we kill her. And when I walked into that flat, my son was sitting on his mother's lap. And you know, when I was a gangster, after I left the police, I became a gangster. I got involved in organized crime. At one stage, I kept book how much money I spent on cocaine. 96,000 rand in 3 months went up my nose. It's a godly miracle I've got a brain. Lived the life of a gangster, lived the life of a criminal. And I was a policeman. I was a much better policeman than a criminal. Being a good policeman made me a good criminal. But I can tell you today, and this is our message, crime doesn't pay, and you know that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we must come to a place to say today, who's responsible for the mess you're in? Stop blaming, because when you blame, you didn't grow up yet. You're like a child. Even this Apostle Paul said, I have lived the stuff of a child, behaving like a child, speaking like a child, throwing tantrums like a child. I have become a man. A real my daughter. Amen. A real my daughter is not a man that can make another noise and let people fear him. You're not a real my daughter if you're part of a number or a gang or a leader. A real my daughter is a man of responsibility. And I was there to hurt my son's mother in front of him. And he looked into my eyes and I saw he's scared of me. He was scared of me. His father, the one that was supposed to protect him. And my life came to a standstill that night. I discovered that my boy, I'm not his hero. Outside, the gang and everybody, all my friends, they are making noise. They are like pit bulls on the chain. They want to fight. But when I saw my son, when I saw myself through the eyes of my son, I hated what I saw. I hated when I saw what I have become. Because God didn't create me to be in prison for the rest of my life. God didn't make me. I was not born to be a criminal. I was not born to be an addict. I was not born to be an alcoholic. But by the grace of God, I can say to you today, I'm a witness. I've been there, done that. But praise God, I don't wear that overall anymore. I'm clothed with Christ. Amen. And I saw myself through his eyes and I said to myself, Freek, you're responsible for this mess. You need to fix it. But how do you fix it? And what I did, I called on the name of the Lord. I wanted somebody, because 3 weeks after that night, when I wanted to hurt her, when I saw myself through my son's eyes, the police took my side that night. The welfare took my side that night. And everybody thought, hey, I'm the man. But I knew, God was there that night, stopping me to do it. Because I had a mother praying for me. I was praying, lost, but I was praying. Because when death comes, and you'll hear now, you'll know you can be brave here. You can look and kijk gelijk if you're inside here. I always tell, see the guys inside. They've got Paul Small all over. The guys will tell you, inside is the Madota. He's a groot man. When he's near you, you must look and kijk gelijk. You must fear him. But you must die groot man hoor. You must hear the big guy. When mommy is at the visit area. Hello, mommy. What did mommy bring me? Did mommy bought me techies? Mommy's earning salsa, but mommy must still earn for you. Mommy must still care for you. Mommy must still look after you. But you're my daughter. You're a man. Your mama must still look after you and care for you, but you're a big man. That's not a man. Am I right? That's why I say we will give you the truth. Because when we leave, we want you to be free because Christ wants you to be free. Amen. Amen. And by God's grace, that night, 3 weeks after that night, I was 2 days solid on drugs, on a drug spree. And I walked into a bedroom. I was at that stage losing everything in my life. I stayed with family members. The police wanted to put me in prison for the rest of my life. And that night, I walked into a small little bedroom next to a garage. And I went down. I went down on my knees. I collapsed and there was a knock. Donkey hack. And it was death. Now when death comes, you can believe in everybody who used to claim they were God. Or prophets of God. But when death comes, I heard of testimonies. Guys in a Boeing, when that airplane goes down, they don't call anyone who claims he's God or was God. When that Boeing goes down, they only call one name. The name that is above all names. The name of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. That's why you will see in the movies, the only name that is misused is the name of Jesus. Because there's only power in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if you call on the name of Jesus, he comes. He comes. He wants you. He came to seek the lost, the broken, the outcast. The one that everybody writes off. He said, I'll get that one. Because I'll show off with him and I'll prove through him or her that I am God. And when death wanted to take me that night, I needed the boss of death. And I called on him because Jesus Christ came my way that night. I didn't choose him, he chose me. I didn't find him, he was not lost. I was lost, he found me there. But when I called on his name, he was there. And he saved me. And he gave me a new life. He made me a man of responsibility. I'm married to the most wonderful woman you can get. She made me this pulpit for this tour. She made it for me with one of my sons. Give Jesus a hand for my wife. God willing, coming Saturday, the 22nd of February, my oldest son, who sat on his mother's lap when he was 18 months, will be turning 21. On the 1st of March, we're going to have a service in Krugersdorp, in Blikkies, in the community hall, in Burgershoop. Do you know who booked that hall? Who paid for that hall? The woman that I wanted to kill. Hallelujah. Every week, she and her husband and the business, family business, they sow into our ministry, finances, every week, saying, go and tell the people that Jesus is Lord. Tell them that there's a way out of crime. There is a way out of addiction. There is a way out of hatred and bitterness. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to ask my brother. He's not very good in Africa English. But he was known in the Cape Flats. If you walk around there and you say you want John Beakers, they don't know. But when you say Ringo, they know. Give God a praise. Here Freek, hoor jy? Give God the praise. Dis in Engels, man. Here, wat maak jy die mense? Hulle is bietjie stadig. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful, in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, this thing is shouting at me this morning, whole morning. This one word is calling unto me this morning. Choices. The choices I have made made me accept the wrong employer. Namely, the devil. My choices at a very young age, it made a monster of me. And now you're going to tell me, kijk hoe klein is hy. Look at how small he is. But you're telling me that die man, he's a monster. I got a news for you this morning. Dynamite comes in small packages. Pasop jai. Let me tell you this morning that the choices I have made me end up in prison for 35 years. And I realized afterwards that, wow, I was sitting at the top rank of the 26ers. I was the founder of the most feared gang, the Americans in the Cape Flats. But I realized at the age of 42 years that I was still active with an employer that he has no benefits for you. Woo! Young man, at the age of 42 years, I realized that I have messed up my whole life. I've got 5 children. I never even supported them for one day. What kind of a man was that? That was a moo. I want to speak to that guy. I want to speak to that guy sitting on that steps, looking back into the mirror, saying he can see into the camp. Because I was there. I want to tell you this morning, when I realized that my choices was wrong, I thought it was too late. But okay, thanks to Christ, he changed my whole life around. And what the devil took from me in 35 years, he more than gave me back in only 10 years. Today, a community who feared me have the most respect for me. When I walk, this makes me proud. When I walk into the police station and all of them, they're not allowed to take off their caps, but they're taking off their caps because this is the man of God. I want to encourage you this morning. Turn your ways unto Jesus. Maybe God just he put you into this situation here today to listen, to receive from someone who has been there. Before this, it was the green outfit. I was there. And before that, it was the warfare. I was there. But I'm telling you today, it never paid me back. Because when I repented and I turned my ways unto Christ, I was looking for, where's my unemployment fund? There's no unemployment fund.
I was asking the devil, where's my provident fund? I was nuts. So what you are doing today is leading you into a wrong direction. It is leading you straight to death. But in Christ, there is life this morning. I want to encourage you today. You got families there outside. Honor them. Because they are with you today. They are with you in prison. Because every weekend, they must run to prison to come visit you. And there is some of you today here that's been written off. But God wants to write you on. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give your Lord a praise, brothers. I want you to give a hand to Evangelist Oki. He's going to share his story with you. Let's give him a hand.
Morning. Don't act like you're baptized in lemon juice, man. Morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hi.
My name is Oki. I heal the sick. I raise the dead. I cleanse the lepers. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I left home when I was 12. Joined the gang at 13. Committed murder at the age of 15. 12 years of my life in prison. 12 years I became a super criminal. I came to prison to get an education. I served a God that hasn't got a living son. The God I served in prison, 5 times a day on my knees looking east, he's got no living son and he doesn't even know Jesus. The world turned against me. I became one of the warlords for a massive gang in Durban. I was one of 12 warlords. I had 400 soldiers under me. Each soldier had 50 or 80 members under him. Each day I committed crime. Armed hijackings, robberies, sold cocaine, sold heroin, used cocaine. 6,000 or 7,000 rand a day in cocaine. Addicted to alcohol. A liter a day, a case of liters over a weekend. I was addicted to fear. I was addicted to instilling fear. I was addicted to violence. I wanted to hurt you. I wanted to break you. I wanted to take your wife and sell her in my escort agency because I needed the money. I wanted to come to your house and pour petrol on your kids and watch them burn. And I've got the court cases to prove it. Because nobody spoke about Jesus to me. Nobody came to prison and spoke Jesus to me. No Christian came to court and testified against me. Christians brought their kids to the nightclub and let me pull them and rape their daughters 8-9 hours. No Christian stood up against me. They had no guts. They had no power. Because they were fake. And then God put sons of God on my path. Sons that can speak with power about their Jesus. Because you see, that what the world throws away is what the underworld say. Yes, Lord, that is amazing. But let me tell you, at the height of my career, 220 kilogram man, full-blown diabetic, full-blown alcoholic, full-blown drug addict. Rubbish. My own family had court orders against me. I hated the world. And I lived in uncertainty because I never knew when my number was up. In prison, I was a mountain under inspector number one. I loved it. Because everybody feared me. I wanted to hurt you. I wanted to break your life. Because I needed to be in charge of you. And when I came out, I just went bigger in the underworld. And one night I died of a heart attack. For 90 minutes. I was a Muslim. I had no Bible. I was a drug addict. I hated Jesus. I persecuted Christians. I used to go to churches and rob them on a Sunday morning because they come with all their jewelry and they all got money and they come to church with their nice cars. So I used to take my gang into the churches on a Sunday morning and rob them. And when I died, behind me was their abyss of brother, take the most scared you've ever been in your life and multiply that by a million, and you're still not going to get to that fear. Behind me was a darkness, a hole of nothingness. Light cannot live there. Sound cannot live there. And I had a choice to step back into that hole. And I didn't want to. And I said every Muslim pray I knew. I said Hindu mantras, Tamil mantras, and they had no power. They had no power. They were dead words. And then the God that I serve now sang a little song in the background. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall desire none. And when I said those words, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall desire none. I had no Bible. I had a Quran. I was a hateful man. I was a rubbish, an addict. The world hated me. Yet God chose me, and He touched me, and He raised me. And today I preach the gospel in three different war zones. I go into prisons. I'm going to come for you, and you're going to know Jesus. I don't care if you raped your six-week-old baby. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. I don't care if you took bites out of your own children. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. I don't care if you're here for rape, if you're here for sodomization, if you're here for any crime bigger than what I did. I don't care. I love you because He loved me at my worst. When I was at my worst, He came for me. When the world said, no more, He said, I want more. I preach the gospel of Jesus. 5 months after I got saved, baptized, speaking in tongues, raising the dead, my own gang turned against me. My own people, my 2IB and his 2IB and their friends. And quarter past 11 in a city with 11 million people, Durban. Quarter past 11 in the Leopold Street rank. They did a drive-by on me and they gunned me down like a dog. 5 into my chest, 4 into my stomach, 2 through my right leg, 3 through my right arm, last shot in my throat. And in the court case, the people heard, I screamed, I forgive you. And I fell in a river of honey. And the taxi drivers and the gadgets picked me up and they dragged me to the doctor's room. And while I laid there, 2 Muslim men worked on me. And God started healing me. My arms straightened out. First doctor ran away and said, oh God, this is not for me. Second doctor carried on working on me, wiping the blood away. And the hole started closing. And from the time I got shot till I was back at my motorbike was 40 minutes. My God raised me from the dead twice in 5 months so that I can talk about His Son unashamed, anywhere, anytime. If you're here today and you think you've lost it, and you are too broken, and God can't use you, you are not that powerful. My God will use you. He can use you. He wants to use you. Because you see, my God uses broken people like you and me to help broken people like you and me. He came for us. He came for the sinner so that we can step up and say, this is what grace looks like. This is what unconditional love looks like. This is what my Father is all about. You have power. His name is Jesus. Don't threaten me with your tokoloshi. Don't threaten me with your shangoma. Tell me how much he wants. I'll pay you to bring him. Bring him. My God's got something for him. His name is Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Can you do this?
Yes.
When are you going to do this?
Now.
When? Now. Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give Lord Jesus a hand, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers, let me tell you something about this place. In 2015, I think it was here in February, me and the team that I had at that stage, we visited Middelburg Correctional Center in the morning. But I came 7 o'clock for the officials. And I always had a desire for a lot of years to minister at the Mighty Men Conference. And I had promises and I had invitations to some of the Mighty Men conferences. Now, you must remember at some of these Mighty conferences, there was one with Angus Buckham that there was over 400,000 guys on his farm in Natal, on a farm. And this evangelist with Angus Buckham, farmer, preached to the gospel. But before he preached to that over 400,000 men, he first was preaching in his maize, and say, Mililanda, he preached to the maize, proclaiming, one day, this maize is not going to be maize, it's going to be men. And that place, there was over 400,000, and I had a passion, I had a desire to minister at this Mighty Men Conference. And there was opportunities that came for me. They wanted to invite me at some of the Mighty Men's over the country, because all over there's Mighty Men's. And there was a Mighty Men for a lot of years, 7 years, here in Middelburg, here in the Eastern Cape, in the Karoo. There was a Mighty Men. And I remember at the end of 2014, I was praying for the year to come. And I said to Father God, I said, Father, if it's your will, I would love to minister at Mighty Men this year. And nothing happened. And I specifically asked him, listen to this. I specifically asked him, I said, please, the Mighty Men in the Karoo in Middelburg. The end of February, I was coming from Bloemfontein. We came here. When I drove, you know, the Mighty Men was somewhere here. I didn't know where it was. Also on a farm, ne? Also on a farm, and there's 10,000 plus guys on this Mighty Men Conference. So it's my passion to speak to guys, because I believe if a man comes to Christ, and a man becomes a real man, and he discovers who he is in Christ, he finds his identity in Christ. I am not a loser, I'm not a number, I'm not a rubbish, I'm a son of God. Yeah. Listen to me. The only place where you will find out who you are is in Christ. When you discover who you are in Christ, I am a son of the Most High God. God is my Father, I am a son. God sowed one son, Jesus Christ, who died. And what you sow, you will reap. The creation is longing for the sons of God to be revealed. And you know where's the sons of God? Let me share this with you. I need to share this. This is a very special morning for me. When I drove on my way here, you see this correctional center, this prison. It's also like out of the town, it's in the Karoo, it's there. When I drove into this gate, the Holy Spirit said to me, this is the Mighty Men where I want you now. Listen, driving into the prison, he said, I don't want you now on the Mighty Men stage on the farm. I want you, this is the Mighty Men I want you. Because the sons of God, whose the creation is longing to be revealed, are locked up. But the real prison is on the inside. Amen. Yes. So when I was driving in, I was so relieved. It was like I had a desire to preach at Mighty Men. But God says, no, this is the Mighty Men. I think it was 100 guys that day here. I think it was not, I think it was the same place, or maybe another section. And I think almost 100 of them gave their lives to Christ that morning. One day I was driving with one of my friends to St. Albans Maximum Prison. He stays in Jeffreys Bay. And we were driving in early morning hours to speak to the officials at St. Albans Maximum Prison, the most dangerous prison in South Africa. When we drove there on our way, it was raining, cats and dogs. And I said to my friend, I said, wow, listen to this. I said to my friend in the car, I said, brother, I think I feel like I'm Angus now. When he goes onto that stage with 400,000 men sitting there. going to the officials at St. Albans Maximum, 7 o'clock in the morning, to tell them that God loves them, Jesus loves them, and I love them. And I honor them for what they do. I said, this is for me, a mighty man. Because I remember when I came in this gate. Now today we start this tour. My passion is prison ministry. Because what God did for me and for John and for Oki, He will and He wants to do it for you, and He will do it for you. Take Him on His word. God is faithful. But you know what? God calls you to be faithful, not famous. Be faithful in the mighty man that He wants you to be. We start this tour. The first prison that we visit on this mission trip is here today. Mighty men. The mighty men that was here on the farm moved to Eastern Cape, Hemansdorp, for a year, and then it went to Jeffreys Bay. When they stopped mighty men here, one of my friends that was sitting next to me in the car on our way to St. Albans Maximum, they gave him the baton here in Middelburg to say, now you must start the mighty men there in the Eastern Cape, Jeffreys Bay. He sat next to me. His name is Eugene Genis. He's one of the organizers of Mighty Men. Last year, me and Chad were invited to Jeffreys Bay one night to share my testimony with the people. On our way to Jeffreys Bay, I said to Chad in the bus, Chaddy, it feels like my water is breaking. I'm pregnant with something, and it feels like a woman whose water breaks before she gives birth. It feels like my water is breaking. And he looked like me like this. Maybe he thought, hey, coach, are you drinking? What are you doing? Are you using something? He didn't understand me. We went there that night. I shared my testimony. Some of the guys who is the organizers of the Mighty Men Eastern Cape sat there. A few days later, my brother phoned me. This one next to me in the car said, I'm on my way now to Mighty Men preaching to the officials. He phoned me and said, brother, the board spoke. And we decided we want you to be a speaker at this year's Mighty Men. In Jeffreys Bay. We start here today. God willing, on the 13th of March, we come back in George by the 10th, 11th. Then I take my family, I go to Jeffreys Bay. And that Friday night, I will start the first sermon at Mighty Men 2020 in Jeffreys Bay on that farm. Isn't God good? You know what, brothers, we sat the other day, we sat in the police, in Temaletu, in the boardroom. He's criminal here, but he was deep, man. Sit us some of these police on the table. Brian, come share with them quickly. Come, brother. Give him a hand.
He can tell you. Hallelujah. Good morning. Greetings. Hallelujah. Yeah, my kind of life, it wasn't possible for me to sit with the police because my criminal record, yeah, it's bad. Can't get work even because I have a record. But with Jesus, I said, this Jesus, you can go everywhere. I was sitting there, I said, yo, yeah, people with great ear, I'm sitting here next to them. Huh? They were asking the criminals, who were criminals, they were asking us advice. Yes. They were asking us advice. What can we do in the schools? My one brother stand up and he said, listen here, I've been to many meetings. Please, don't let this be another meeting. They said, no. We were sitting with high profile policemen, people with their own businesses. We are sitting there giving advice to them. Is God not good? Is God not good? As I'm standing here, quickly just want to tell you, I come out of prison. 2016, I get on a plane. Prisoner. I get on a plane to Mauritius, sitting next to the warden who locked me up. The head of the prison, me and him speaking business. I don't think you must doubt God, man. I went to Mauritius on an island, white sand, nice beaches. Everything was free for 7 days. I was just laying there. You know Lillian Dubemos? You like Lillian Dubemos, ne? Yeah, I was with her on that holiday. So God is good this morning, man. Embrace yourself this morning. Stand up and come and meet Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. God willing, after this service, we're going to Colesberg. Last night we had a service, an open air service in Graaf Reinet. We're not here now to boast about ourselves. We're only sinners saved by grace. We are boosting, we are bragging about this Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who changed our mess into a message. We've got our own prison overalls, orange like this one. But it's not correction. It says Basrak. Now we go into the communities with the overalls, the guys. We sat in the police station that day. They sat in their overalls. And the police and the education and the pastor said, what can we do in the communities? And 2 days later, over 1,000 kids in one high school gave their lives to Jesus Christ in Tembaletu. Brothers, why are we sharing this? You are the mighty men. It's time to arise. It's time to wake up. Yes. The devil is a liar. He's stealing from you. God is calling you by your name today. You must get excited. What we are sharing with you is the truth. We were broken, man. We were lost. But Jesus, man. All the glory, all the honor belongs to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The way for us out of crime. The way for us out of abusing women. That we've got women now, like my brother Philip's wife. Come here, my brother. Give him a hand. On our way here from Graaf Reinet, we had an open service last night in Graaf Reinet. We have one in Colesberg tonight, God willing. He told us in the bus, tell them what your wife told you last night.
She said, remember, I love you very much.
Amen. Did you hear this? This was one of he was a gang leader. He had guards. A murderer. Saved by the grace of God. And his wife said, remember, I love you. My wife, she tells me that plenty, every day. Look at this man. She doesn't just support me to go on the road. She even makes the pulpit to go, man. They are behind us. And we didn't know how to treat a woman. But Jesus, he taught us. He's teaching us still. We are under construction. We cannot walk on water yet. So now I'm going to ask you, because of time, it's your time. It's your time. God is calling you. It's so special for me starting here this morning. And I will go back where God told me, this is the mighty man for now. Be faithful in this. And when I go back, I know God is going to do great things in Jeffreys Bay. But I will never forget where I come from. When I go on that stage, I will give glory to Jesus Christ and Him alone. Amen. Close your eyes quickly. Close your eyes quickly. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart, the gate of your heart, and He's knocking. He's calling on you to open up. You are the only one that can get you outside of the prison inside of you. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. Donkey hack. If you hear my voice and you open up, I will come in. Saying to me, he says, I will have a feast with you and you with me. Saying he wants to fellowship with you. He wants a relationship with you. It's not about don't do this, don't do that. It's about loving Him. And when you love, you don't want to hurt anymore. But you cannot give love to others if you don't have love. You cannot love your wife if you don't love yourself, if you don't have love. And God is love. And His love is knocking on your door. His love is asking you to open up, because love always conquer. And if you hear His voice today and you want to give your life to Him, you want to surrender, and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want Him to raise you up, to show off with you, to do for you what He did for us and more, and you hear His voice today, don't harden your heart. Open up. Just raise your hand and say, "Brother, I want you to pray with me." If you raise your hands, I want to ask you to come and stand here in front. Come to the front. Let's give them a hand. Yes. Come on. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Father. We just want to lift your name up high, 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 high today. This morning we want to lift up the name that is above all names, the name of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the way, the truth, and the life, the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father, I know that You are touching lives now. I know that demons are fleeing out of their lives already. That the oppressor is getting out of their lives in the name of Jesus. I thank You, Father God. The Holy Spirit is already renewing their minds. The Holy Spirit is already touching their hearts, healing their hearts, making them new, Father, in Jesus' name. Brother, pray this prayer with me now. Say, Father God, thank You for giving me Your Son, Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. You gave Your Son for me because You loved me. You loved me forever with eternal love. Today, I choose to accept this love, to accept the price that was paid for me. I give myself over today. I surrender. I ask You to raise me up to the highest place, to go from glory to glory, from power to power. I forgive myself today for what I have done to myself and to other people. I forgive myself. I bless myself. And I say to myself, I love You. I also forgive everybody who disappointed me in life, who hurted me in life, who's holding me hostage. I choose today to forgive them, to bless them. I forget the former things. I forget what is behind me. And I stretch me out to what is before me. I call on the blood of Jesus to cleanse me now, to deliver me now, in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness, Father God. Forgive me my sins. I am sorry. I've messed up. Thank You for removing my sin as far as the east is from the west. I ask You to deliver me today from addiction, from the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, taking the glory. I ask You, Lord, to give me a new heart. Take this heart of that's like a stone rock, and give me a new heart, a heart of flesh. Come, pour Your love into me, Your Spirit, Your righteousness, Your peace, Your joy, in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I accept You now as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart that He rose from the grave. He lives in me. I'm born again. In Jesus' name. Thank You. Today, I have discovered who I am. You have adopted me today as Your son. I'm not an orphan anymore. I'm not a slave of fear and guilt and shame. I am a son of God. God is my Father. I am His Son. Holy Spirit, I pray now in Jesus' name. Train me, build me, form me into the man of God that you want me to be. Dream your dream through me. Show off with me. Show the world through me that you are God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. Make sure to visit our website at freeupfromheart.com. Before you do that, I also want to ask you to subscribe to our podcast page and to share it with your loved ones. Stay strong and remember, Jesus loves you and we love you. God bless.